Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
So today is one of those days where we take a look at one of our hymns that we sing. We look at the history of the hymn. We look at the scriptures attached to the hymn. And then the impact on our lives. I was just reflecting in that prayer. Actually, that gospel is so powerful that we've just heard. There is so much I won't talk about that gospel today, but you could just go home and read it because there's so much in there, particularly for us Gentiles, actually, those of us that aren't of the original sheepfold. But another time, another sermon, maybe. Because today's hymn was chosen by Sandra, who has chosen not to be here today. To be fair, she's off on her retreat at Walsingham, but I'm sure she'll catch up with this later on online. And one of her favourite hymns is Faithful Shepherd, Feed Me. And when we looked at other stories of other hymns, we've come across shipwrecks, we've come across slave traders, suffering and other disasters that have inspired the hymn writers. But not so with Faithful Shepherd, Feed Me. It is a simple worship song inspired by the Good Shepherd himself. Little is written about the clergy person, author and translator who wrote it, but we do know that Thomas Pollock, who wrote our hymn, lived between 1836 and 96, and he wrote other hymns as well, but none quite as popular as this one. It seemed that his biggest gift was actually writing liturgy for the church to use in worship, and I think you can see some of that in our hymn when we have a look at it in a moment. It's almost a prayer more than a hymn. Here comes my German, Frederick Silcher. He was a German, I should ask Carol really, shouldn't I? He was a German composer from the 18th century, and he wrote Pastorum, which is the tune that we generally sing to Pollock's lyrics. And that's about as much as I've got for you on the hymn itself. But actually, when it comes to scripture, of course, there are multiple places we could go to. Like I said, though, it's almost psalm-like. And while I couldn't find any mention of this on the internet anywhere or in any books, for me, there's a real connection to Psalm 23, hence the reason we heard it. The Lord is my shepherd, we hear in the psalm. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And the hymn says, Faithful shepherd, feed me in the pastures green. Even though I walk through the valley, the dark, I can never actually say this line without going back to the old version of it, but I'll start again, shall I? Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, says Psalm 23. And again, our hymn has a similar meaning when it says, hold me fast and guide me in the narrow way, in the narrow way. And then in the final stanza of our hymn we hear, then let angels bear me to the promised rest, which of course is how our psalm finishes, when we hear, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You could actually open the hymn and the psalm side by side and read them for yourself later on when you get home. But what of our story? We know the hymn story, there's lots of options for scripture. We could even look at more of the Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd, Jehovah Jireh, the provider. But what of our story? Why would we be interested in reading these lyrics? Well, what Faithful Shepherd, Feed Me lacks in dramatic backstory, it more than makes up for in spiritual encouragement and prayer, drawing us in to remind us that the Lord is our Father who seeks to shepherd us, to provide for us, and to simply be with us. And for me, the question that it posed me during the week is, when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The question that posed to me is, do I really believe those words? Or are they too familiar? Are they out of context for me these days? Don't see many shepherds walking around Bedhampton, do we? Maybe I am the good doctor. The good doctor lays down his life for his patient. That might be a better example for us. Because Jesus is our healer. He comes to heal this human condition that is sin and selfishness. He comes and he just waits for us to turn to him. He is the good healer, the good shepherd. That's perhaps the issue for us to ponder this week. Do we believe that? Do we believe that Jesus really came for you and I? He is our good shepherd, not just the good shepherd. If you can say yes to that wholeheartedly, then these words in this hymn, I think, are for you. If you are like many people and have your doubts at times, then actually that's okay, because the words in this hymn are for you. You can read these hymns. I think Jesus understands in our modern world that we can have doubts, but that doesn't change the truth that he is still our good shepherd. So as we close, if you grab your hymn books with me, turn to 166. We're not going to sing this right now. We're going to sing this hymn during the Eucharist, during the Holy Communion. And I encourage you, when Carol starts playing that, to join in with that at that point. But we're going to reflect on these words for a moment, and then we're going to say them as a prayer together. So I'm going to give you a minute or two just to reflect on them, and then I'll bring us into prayer. And as we say these words together in a moment, for you they may be a prayer of hope rather than reality. That's okay. Or there could be a prayer of thanks as you journey with Jesus that you know. So let's say together, Faithful Shepherd, feed me in the pastures green. Faithful Shepherd, lead me where thy steps are seen. Hold me fast and guide me in the narrow way, so with thee beside me, I shall never stray. Daily bring me nearer to the heavenly shore. May my faith grow clearer, may I love thee more. Hallow every pleasure, every gift and pain. Be thyself my treasure, thou none else I gain. Day by day prepare me, as they seest best. And then let angels bear me to thy promised rest. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.